The Taste of Tea is flavoring the race for District 12, which sprawls from Polk through eastern and southern Hillsborough County. And candidate Randy Wilkinson isn't just riding the anti-incumbent wave that runs through the party. Rather, he's a small government conservative who has already sat on the Polk County School Board and served two terms on the Polk County Commission.
I'm going to do what's best for our country and for our 5th District. Your vote for me is going to be a trend-setting vote. I'd be the first Tea Party elected congressman in the country.
That's Wilkinson at a recent debate at the Peace River Country Club in Bartow.
Who got us into this huge debt that we face? Republicans and Democrats. Who got us into this incredible deficit spending? Earmarks gone mad. Republicans and Democrats. Who gave us the recessions? Republicans and Democrats.
I think that people know him as, if there's a tax anywhere near, he's going to be fighting against it. So he has that reputation that sort of is not your typical incumbent county commissioner viewpoint.
University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus commented on the race after speaking to a civic group in Lakeland about District 12. She says Wilkinson has developed a reputation for being a maverick on the county commission, which could tap into the current anti-incumbent fervor. During the Bartow debate, even his Democratic opponent, Lori Edwards, agreed that many voters are fed up with partisan politics.
I think the partisanship and bickering has gotten to the point that it has turned voters off in record numbers. I talk to a lot of voters, and you know what? They are disgusted with it. Not only are they disgusted with the partisanship, they are to the point that they can't tell the difference between a Democrat and a Republican anymore.
Edwards, who is Polk County's supervisor of elections, says more people have registered as independents in Polk this year than with the major political parties. She even commented on the smaller government is better wave while opposing offshore oil drilling.
If elected, I'm going to work to stop the harmful practices of the big oil companies, the big insurance companies, even big government.
On the Republican side is Dennis Ross. He's represented parts of Lakeland for 8 years in the State House of Representatives until he was term limited out of office. Ross paints himself as the only true conservative in the race.
I don't believe we should rely on the federal government to provide us everything from jobs to health care. Rather, I believe we should see America get back to its greater days, re-incentivizing entrepreneurship and innovation, making sure that small business can prosper here, and that we don't tax those who are successful, that we don't bail out those who are irresponsible.
During the debate and in his ads, Ross takes aim squarely at Edwards, the Democrat. McManus says that might be a winning strategy since conservative voters are probably already split between the Tea Party and the Republicans.
And I think that in terms of Ross' strategy of not going after the Tea Party, obviously, he would probably get a larger share of conservative Democrats than they would of the Tea Party people who are already in place for Wilkerson.
McManus says conservative and working-class Democrats are more likely to lean Republican this year, so it's anybody's guess who will win this race. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.